Hello and welcome back to When Split Happens. I'm Jay Henderlite of Sasso Guerrero and Henderlite, and today we're going to talk about an important truth. In Florida family court, judges care about stability over winning. In other words, when you walk into court, it's not about defeating the other side. It's about creating a plan that protects your children's well-being and promotes long-term consistency in their lives. When it comes to custody, time sharing, and parental responsibility, the guiding standard under Florida law is the best interest of the child. Judges don't score points for who argues louder or who hires the flashiest attorney. They evaluate what arrangement supports the child's stability, where they live, where they go to school, and who provides a consistent, nurturing environment. A question I often hear is, what does the court actually mean by the best interests of the child? The answer is that Florida judges weigh many factors. Each parent's ability to meet the child's emotional and physical needs, their involvement in daily life, their communication with the other parent, and the continuity of the child's environment. Another frequent question is, does the court favor one parent over the other? The answer is no. Florida law doesn't presume mothers or fathers are better parents. The only question is, what's best for the child's long-term stability? Let's look at how judges apply that principle. They pay close attention to where the child has been thriving. Same home, same school, same community. If one parent has provided a steady environment and kept routines consistent, that weighs heavily. Judges also look at the quality of that environment. Is it safe, supportive, and encouraging? A stable home isn't just a roof overhead, it's about emotional security. And here's another question I hear. How much does income matter in custody decisions? Financial stability is important, but it's not the only factor. Judges focus on whether you can meet your child's needs and provide consistency, not who earns more money. Parents often ask, will moving to a new home or changing jobs hurt my case? The answer depends on whether that change disrupts your child's life. A move or job change isn't automatically negative, but if it creates instability without a clear benefit for the child, the court may view it skeptically. If you live in or around Jacksonville, there are practical ways to show the court that you value stability. Keep your child in the same school if possible. Stay involved in their activities. Document your participation in parent-teacher meetings, medical appointments, and extracurriculars. Judges notice consistent involvement. It demonstrates you're part of your child's secure environment. Avoid unnecessary conflicts with your co-parent and focus instead on cooperation and predictability. When major life changes arise, like relocation, remarriage, or job loss, frame your decisions around the child's best interests. Ask yourself, does this change strengthen or weaken my child's sense of stability? The court isn't impressed by parents who treat family court like a competition. It responds to those who show foresight, maturity, and empathy. One more frequent question is, what behaviors can hurt my stability argument? The answer, avoid impulsive decisions that uproot your child's routine, like switching schools or denying parenting time. Be cautious about social media posts or public arguments that paint a picture of instability. The court pays attention to consistency, calmness, and cooperation, traits that help children feel secure. In every case, remember this guiding truth. Florida family law judges aren't looking for winners and losers. They're looking for parents who understand that children thrive on routine, love, and predictability. The more you focus on those principles, the stronger your case will be. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Jay Henderlite with Sasso Guerrero and Henderlite, and I hope this conversation helps you see what really matters in Florida family court: stability, not victory. If you have questions or want to learn more about protecting your family's future, visit our website at familylawyerjacks.com. Until next time, take care, stay steady, and keep your focus where it belongs, on your children's well-being.